The last three equations that are used to determine rain rate within the dual pole QPE algorithm are R of KDP, R of Z, and R of ZZDR. The R of KDP equation is shown here, and is mostly used for rain mixed with hail primarily below the melting layer. While KDP is mostly immune from hail contamination, in regions of melting hail, KDP can be very high, which will ultimately cause our rain rates to be unreasonably high. With that in mind, the R of KDP equation was altered to have a lower multiplier out front. So if the hydroclast is designated as rain/hail and has a correlation coefficient less than 0.97, the R of KDP equation with the lower multiplier out front is used to reduce unreasonably high rain rates. The default R of KDP equation is used for all other situations listed in the table shown earlier. Research has found R of KDP to have optimal performance in heavy rain environments. The equation for R of Z is shown here. As shown in the previous table, R of Z is used at or above the melting layer for hail, snow, and ice classifications. The varying coefficients in front of each R of Z relationship is largely due to a field experiment back in 2014 that found improvements in precipitation estimates within the melting layer by using site-specific coefficients. As we stated earlier, R of A replaced R of ZZDR for hydroclasses representing pure rain. However, if R of A cannot be computed or is not enabled as the default option on the dual pole preset menu, R of ZZDR is used instead. R of ZZDR is also used for a narrow small area above the melting layer where R of A cannot be used due to the presence of frozen precipitation. However, the addition of R of A in recent years has significantly reduced the use of R of ZZDR in the dual pole QPE algorithm. Okay, if all of this is starting to get a bit jumbled, feel free to click on the emergency "I need an example" button to get some practice.